This is the Texas Standard. The United States officially entered into World War I 100 years ago tomorrow. Of course, the fighting took place overseas, but the impact was far-flung and much of it was centered right here in Texas. The Great War, as they called it, transformed the state in many ways, and this is a topic that Ben Wright has been exploring of late. He is an assistant director at UT Austin's Briscoe Center for American History. Ben, thanks for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
You're welcome.
Texas itself, halfway across the world from the center of the fighting, actually, I suppose you could say a big reason why the country entered the war to begin with. Could you sort of fill in the details there?
Texas has this interesting connection with World War I because whilst much of the fighting was taking place in the Western Front, America was brought into the war as a direct response to something called the Zimmermann Telegram, which was intrigue between Germany and Mexico. Germany was basically entreating Mexico to join in on their side, and in return, they were promising Mexico their old province back, namely New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas.
I've not heard this story. This is an amazing little bit of history.
Yes, it created outrage across the state. You know, I think the Bryan newspaper called it diabolical perfidy. Though, interestingly, the border papers had a bit more fun with it. There's a great cartoon in the El Paso Times from March 1917 that sort of is a picture of Texas on Independence Day saying, "I'm 89 today and I can still take a joke."
That's really good. But it got a lot of people fired up about the prospect of war with Germany. And that was sort of, I suppose, in a sense, a kind of turning point of its own.
I think so. I mean, there was a lot of sentiment in 1915, 1916 to get the U.S. into the war on the British and French side.
Right.
Actually, Woodrow Wilson had been, you know, holding his finger on the dam of that. And then the Zimmermann Telegram comes out and, you know, within a month, the U.S. is at war with Germany.
That is a remarkable story. You also wrote an article recently about World War I in college campuses in Texas, in primarily UT Austin. Give us an idea of what was changing on campuses 100 years ago as the U.S. was entering the war.
So UT at this point it's a small campus by today's standard, talking about 3,000 students on campus, on this rather scrubby tract of land called the 40 acres north of the state capital. And then war breaks out and campus sees this as a way to sort of explore and express its patriotism. So within 2 days, there's a monster parade going through town of students drilling. Within a month, students are expected to enroll in military drill every day, military science courses. Female students are expected to volunteer with the Red Cross. You also see a coercive First Amendment environment emerge on campus very quickly.
How do you mean?
For example, the Dean of Engineering gives a speech the day after the Declaration, and he holds a white chicken feather in one hand, and he beats his chest with the other, looking to an American flag pin, and says, "This is your choice," you know. And the white chicken feather being a sign of conscientious objection as a means of insulting them. So you can have that at the beginning, but then you have professors who are fired for pacifist leanings.
But this isn't just happening at UT Austin. It's happening at places like San Antonio, for example, too.
So in San Antonio, a lot of the UT students end up at Leon Springs Camp just north of San Antonio. In fact, there are so many UT students there that they start giving diplomas out there and having commencement addresses there. It's an anxious time in American politics. There's a very large wealth divide. There is there's an anxiety around immigration, and there's a sort of forced Americanization of a lot of people, a lot of America's disparate groups.
You talk a little bit about that anxiety about immigration, the border, obviously an issue we talk a lot about today. Why was that playing so much of an issue in World War I? Was it getting back to this Zimmermann Telegram?
Well, if we move back to Texas at the time of World War I, the Mexican Revolution is in full sway. And so, you know, you have Pancho Villa roaming about the north of Mexico. There are raids into U.S. territory. There's a punitive expedition by General Pershing into Mexico. So all this is going on at the same time. One of the things that happens is you have this huge troop buildup of National Guard troops in Texas, just to sort of just keep an eye on things. what this means in terms of World War I is that Texas becomes something of a training ground. The other thing is this has an interesting impact on local politics. For example, prohibition. One of the ways that prohibition comes into effect in Texas is by having prohibition for 10 miles around military bases, which knocks out about 90% of the state.
It's interesting to think, and maybe I'm overdoing this, but it almost sounds like what you see in this period of Texas history is kind of the birth of a sort of modern Texas as we know it today.
I mean, it's my opinion that, you know, along with Spindletop, World War I brings Texas into the modern era.
100 years ago, as America entered the war, Texas was forever transformed. And Ben Wright has been thinking and writing quite a bit about that in his role as assistant director at UT Austin's Briscoe Center for American History. Ben, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us on The Standard.
Oh, you're most welcome.